Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Hey guys, welcome to this week's episode of Happy Hour. Before we get into it, I'm just going to introduce the sponsor of today's show. This show is brought to you by Cash App. You already know it's the number one finance app in the App Store. And if you don't already have it, it's a free app that makes it super easy to instantly send money to your friends or whoever you owe. If you need to pay someone back, Cash App is the app to use. I always use it after group dinners, I know I tell you guys, or if someone pays for my coffee or food or whatever it is, but there are so many reasons you would use Cash App. And yeah, I've told you guys about how me and Taylor use Cash App for utilities since we're roommates, stuff like that. And Cash App also comes with the Cash Card. It's a free debit card that's linked to your Cash App account that comes with Boost, which I know I've told you guys about before, but they're literally instant rewards for shopping at places you already love and shop at. So you'll get discounts at places like Whole Foods, Target, and way more. It's literally just like having credit card perks, which is so amazing. And also the best thing about Cash App is that I get to support one of my favorite organizations, the Jimmy Fund, and you guys can help me support them too. When you sign up for Cash App and use the promo code HAPPYHOUR, all caps, one word, you'll instantly receive $10, and Cash App will also donate $10 to the Jimmy Fund, which, if you didn't know, basically they're a charity that raises money for adult and pediatric cancer care and research to improve the chances of survival for these patients. So if you haven't downloaded Cash App in the past, this is the time, you guys. I hope you will consider downloading Cash App and using my promo code, since we can fundraise so much money for the Jimmy Fund together. You'll get $10 to you and $10 towards defeating cancer, which I'm so happy we get to help. Again, you can use the promo code HAPPYHOUR when you download Cash App from the App Store today. I think this is such a good time since we are all stuck inside, and you guys can download this app and literally help donate towards the Jimmy Fund, which is this incredible charity, like I already told you guys. So yeah, especially since you have some extra time on your hands right now, could be a good thing to do.
Okay, we're going.
Are we live?
We're live.
All right, let's do this thing.
You know, I'm a little nervous for this episode with you.
Why?
I feel like it's gonna be just like a mishmash. I don't know what's about to happen, you guys, but I think a lot of you just wanted me and Max to chat. You know that I'm here with him
right
now.
Well, can you introduce your special guest?
Oh, yeah, of course. I'm here right now in Cape Cod with my boyfriend, where he's from, at his house with his family. I just said that really confusingly. But if you didn't know, if you're brand new, my boyfriend's name is Max, and he is joining us today. Welcome, Max.
Thanks for having me. That was quite the introduction.
But I know that you guys, most of you, probably 99.9% of you listening, know who he is and know our situation. But yeah, I know that obviously it's just like a scary, crazy, confusing time right now. And so I think a lot of you were just like, oh, just have the two of you chat. So I feel like this is just gonna be wild.
I feel like it's gonna be a lot of fun.
And we're just gonna digress.
Yeah, we're just gonna chat. Nothing too serious.
Yeah, because I think that everybody just wants to have a lighthearted time right now listening.
Yeah, just enjoy yourselves, yeah. People sit back,
because everything is so serious, so
relax.
This can be some entertainment.
Yeah, throw it on while you're getting your at-home workout on.
Yeah,
that's probably not very,
I don't know,
motivating,
if really motivating.
But
while you're getting
maybe
ready,
if you're on like a walk or something.
Yeah, if you're on the walk in nature, you can have a good laugh with us.
There you go.
Or if you're getting ready in the morning, that's when I like doing the pods. When do you like listening to pods? When you're driving?
Car rides. Yeah. I'm a drive and listen kind of guy.
Drive and pod type of guy.
Yeah, because my music gets really old sometimes.
Yeah, you get sick of it.
Yeah.
Your music taste is honestly impeccable.
Yeah, I have good playlists.
You really
but
do. I don't know if I tell you
that's all
enough.
I listen to, it gets old.
So. Guys, Max has the best Spotify. You should plug your Spotify. Should we put it in the description so they
plug
can go
it.
Find
yeah,
it?
Yeah, you can click on it.
What is it, just Max Willman? Max
I
Willman
think it's
10.
Max Willman.
Why do I feel like it's Max Willman 10?
I also feel like it's Max.Willman71. It could be that.
But yeah, basically I have some loose points of what we're going to try to hit. I don't even know where this episode is going to go, but those are always the fun ones.
Mm-hmm.
You just see how it goes, and we'll see where it takes us. Okay, so first, I don't even know what to do first. Let's just get our little format out of the way, that I always do every podcast of saying what we're happy about and then like a happy quote or whatever. So Max, tell us, okay. What are you happy about right now?
I'm happy about our health right now. We are fortunate to be very healthy, including my family, your family. Mm-hmm. And just the time being home to spend time with family.
Yeah.
It's not under the best circumstances, but it is nice being home and being around them.
Mm-hmm. That reminds me how, I don't know how to describe it. Sometimes the worst circumstances will bring your family together if you think about things that happen in a family, you know? And it can be really tragic and awful, but it's like, I'm going to tell you what's going on right now in a second. But it's like, it's always nice that serious times can bring your family together and it makes you like appreciate it even more. And I think Chase said that. That's funny. My guest last week was Chase and now we have you. You guys know last week's episode was Max's sister Chase. So that one was so fun. I got so many requests too. They're like, do another one with Chase. Mm-hmm. We love Chase. More Chase.
I feel like she's a bit more chattier than I am.
Yes. Yeah, you two are so different. But
yeah. And similar, I feel.
Yeah. Because, well, Chase reminds me a lot of me. Like, me and Chase are so similar, I feel like. And so, like, you and me have our very similarities and our differences. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. So, obviously, I feel like it's such a good time right now because you get to spend time. Not such a good time. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You get to spend time with your family in quarantine and you just, like, realize how important they are and you realize how privileged you are outside of all of this when you get all your privileges back in the world of like eating out, socializing, stuff like that. So I feel like it just makes you really realize like what matters. But that's a good thing to be happy about, that you're with your family.
Yep. And with you.
And me.
Might as well throw that in there.
Yeah. And I know you've been on before, so you told us, I think you told us a quote and I forget what one it is, but do you have any like happy idea or something that you've been liking recently? Like a phrase, an idea, a saying, words to live by?
Nothing really, no.
Okay, well, I knew that this was going to happen, so I wrote down something.
Oh, okay.
Just in case.
For me?
Well, I was just thinking about the idea of, because I figured you would probably say something about how you're happy that your family's all together. And it was just thinking, I was thinking of the idea of like, at the end of the day, you always have your family, or I don't even know if that's like a quote or a saying, but I always think about, I don't know how to describe it. Like, obviously, like, relationships with people in your life will come and go, like, friendships, romantic relationships, whatever, but, and I know there's circumstances where people aren't close with their family, or if you don't know your family, whatever, do you know what I mean? But for a lot of people, it's like, at the end of the day, you have your family and, like, yourself to rely on. So, I don't know, I've just been thinking about that, like, how important your family is to you. And this is, like, a time that you really realize that. And, I don't know. Like, it's such a scary time. And I feel like you rely on your family even more in this moment of, like, uncertainty. Because you're, like, with them. I don't know.
Yeah, I agree. That's good.
So.
Words to live by.
I think this is a good time to hug your family members extra tight. Like Max said, be thankful for your health. And, yeah. Yeah.
All right.
I'm distracted right now listening to guys. Chase is doing her bar workout downstairs and I can hear her. If you guys can hear her, that's really funny. But she's instructing her workout. Yeah, I don't think they can hear. But it's funny because we can hear, so I'm kind of distracted. But yeah, those are good things to be happy about. And I thought we could just talk about what's going on a little bit currently.
Sure.
Even though
quarantine season.
Yeah, quarantine season. I know this is probably all you guys hear about all day long, and you probably want
to probably sick of it.
Not hear about it right now. But obviously, I feel like I should address it a little bit. I know I have on Instagram posts, my YouTube, whatever, whatever. And I think the best thing that I can be saying right now and the message I can be spreading is how important social distancing really is and staying in quarantine, staying inside, not coming into contact with other people, socializing, anything like that, because it's just not worth it at all. And I'm sure everyone tries to understand like the severity of the situation. I don't know if everyone does, but it's like obviously just take it with the most seriousness that you can. And just take all the necessary precautions. My hands are so dry, Max. I was looking today. They're, like, peeling because I think I wash them, like, 30 times a day. I'm not kidding. I wash my hands so much, but it's, like, that's so important. And if you think about if you come in contact with the virus at all, and if you literally wash your hands for 20 seconds with, like, the hot soapy water, just something so simple like that that can make you not get it and not be able to infect other people, I feel like, obviously, that's why everyone's saying, wash your hands.
Mm-hmm.
Not coming to contact with other people. And I know everyone's probably seen those pictures or meme, not a meme, it's like those pictures that people are posting, and it's like of the matches, and it shows like the one match that stayed away from all the rest, like save the rest of the people, that kind of thing. So, but I think everyone knows pretty much. If you guys are hanging out with like friends and traveling and stuff right now, just don't, you know? What do you have to say on the matter?
I think you said it all. I don't think I can add to any of that.
I'm sorry.
You took it away.
I want to let you talk more. I said yesterday to Max, I said, I have a tendency to fill the space.
Mm-hmm. You do.
I'm sure you guys noticed that. Yeah, because normally if I do this podcast by myself for the hour, I'm talking the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I just wanted to address that, but I'm sure you guys know that. And I think everyone knows that I'm like a very positive person. This is an hour of happy, and I feel like I just, in every situation that can be really glum, is that the word? Really sad like this.
Blue
down. You just have to kind of find the silver lining. And in a lot of situations that can be really hard, like you're like, Gretchen, what the heck? Like nothing good is happening from this. But think about the time that you're getting with your family. If you're able to work from home, that's a silver lining, because a lot of people can't work from home and are getting laid off or whatever it may be. So it's like, be grateful for what you still have and what you're still able to do, kind of thing. So yeah, but I know it is such a scary time. And so maybe we should just do it right now. I was thinking that we could tell you guys fun things that we've been doing. And
yeah,
I'm good. Sure a lot of you have been, everyone's probably Googling, what do I do at home? I'm bored, mm-hmm. like stuff like that. So I thought we could just talk about a couple of the things that we like to do. So what have you been liking doing, Max?
Okay. Well, should I take you through my day a little bit?
Sure.
All right. So, my sister Chase has been doing her at-home workouts online, so she's been having the whole house up bright and early because she's got the music pumping. She's screaming, yelling, motivating mm-hmm. her clients. So that means we're all up when she's up. So that's 7:30 at the earliest for us. So we're up around then. I usually do my own workout while she's doing her own online thing. And Gretch usually likes to sleep in a little bit. So, I do my own workout. And then,
what type of workouts are you doing?
Just a lot of push-ups and abs and core. And
what do you call them? The glamour?
The glamour muscles? No.
More than just that.
Yeah. I'm hitting all the essentials.
I don't think I ever heard that phrase before. Yeah, you, Max. Like, I'm going to work on the glamour muscles. That's just like your abs, your biceps, stuff like that.
Yeah. So, at home workouts, a lot of video games.
A lot of video games.
Not enough video games. been cooking breakfast for Gretch Chase.
He's the big cook.
Yeah, so usually do that. Cook lunch as well. Usually something on the grill, hamburgers, hot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
We've been watching a lot of TV shows and documentaries and movies. Our latest.
Yeah, I was going to say, tell them about the most
specific.
I wasn't
sure if you wanted to save it.
Because everyone in quarantine, if you haven't watched this yet, listen closely.
You got to watch McMillions on HBO. And it's all about the whole Monopoly promotion stunt that McDonald's ran.
It's crazy.
In like the 90s, early 2000s. So.
Mm-hmm.
I remember it very clearly. And
really? Are you just saying that you do?
I'm older than you, so I know.
You were born in 95. You must have been 5 years old or six.
No. I was like 7 or 8 when this thing
was
going on.
He's like, I remember this clear as day.
No, I do. I remember the Monopoly pieces you had to collect, and in hopes of winning $1 million.
I feel like they still had it going maybe 2004,
2005. Maybe.
Lucy and me feel like we remember.
Yeah.
And I was born in 97.
So go check that out. It's really interesting. And
guys, it's crazy.
Yeah.
You have to watch it. Like, yeah. It's a necessity.
Okay. Dramatic over there.
No, but seriously, you'll love it. Like, I don't know anyone that would be like, oh, that's not interesting. Like, it's just crazy.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's so interesting. And I feel like at the end of each episode, it's basically like documentary style. Each episode is an hour long and there's 6 episodes. And at the end of each one, there's like a new like crazy thing. And you're like, oh my gosh.
It's really hard to pause and like do something else. So we've been watching at least 2 or 3 in a row.
I know, do we have 2 more? We have to finish.
We have 2 maybe.
Oh my gosh, we have to finish. Yeah. Wait, I'm realizing too, we never watched our show with your mom last night.
I know, that's what I was going to get to.
Okay, tell us about our this other show
that just came out on Hulu?
Yeah.
Hulu.
Uh-huh.
Hulu.
I think so.
Hulu?
Netflix?
Hulu.
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 I think you said Hulu like 20 times just now.
So it's a Reese Witherspoon
original.
Love
her.
Based off the book.
Didn't your mom say
Little
she...
Fires Everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's really good.
Didn't your mom say that she helps like write it or produce it or something?
I think produce. I think I saw that on the Google form. On the Google, when you Google it. The Googly.
Guys, we love Little Fires Everywhere. It's so good.
It's really good. We actually really love Reese Witherspoon.
Love her.
And whatever she's in.
Big fan.
Yeah. We actually watched Legally Blonde the other night. That was on TV.
And you know when that was made? I think 2000 or 2001.
Yeah.
That's crazy to me.
And now we're still watching her.
Yeah.
And she's the same person.
Still killing it.
Yeah.
And her character in this show, if you guys have seen Big Little Lies, it's like the same character.
Oh.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, you watched Big Little Lies.
Yeah.
I still don't know if
I
you
was
ever
thinking
finished
of
it.
That other one that we watched, Dead to Me. That one was also really good.
Oh, crazy. Guys, we're
That's
giving,
another one to
we're
watch.
We're spitting facts right now. We're just giving you fire content to watch. Is that on Netflix? Dead to Me, me and Max watched in like
I
one day.
That's
I think that's on Netflix.
Hulu.
No. I'm pretty sure that one's Netflix.
I don't know. You guys can Google. You guys know how to work internet.
Dead to Me's on Netflix, and I think there's only one season, and I'm like waiting for the second season to come out. I think it is coming out.
It better be.
And then I know The Big Little Lies, the second season came out. Fire.
Yeah,
so good.
I watched it.
But like scary and like more like disturbing. And then Little Fires Everywhere. We don't know what's gonna happen yet because are we on the 4th episode that just came out? I think they're like releasing new episodes every week.
Yeah, we haven't watched the 4th one.
And honestly, it's fun watching it with
I think
Max's
there's
mom.
8, she
but
said.
Like, be careful if you want to listen with your parents because there's some like
listen.
Sexual. I mean, watch with your parents. There's some like sexual scenes in there.
Oh, everyone's.
But
an
we're
adult.
Mature.
Grow
we're good.
Up.
Maybe it's just me that feels, like, immature.
Yeah.
I'm a baby. I'm like...
Whatever.
I'm like, I'm so stressed.
Your parents know what sex is, because...
That's how they made you.
Yeah, exactly. So it's not weird.
Oh my gosh, I never talk about this kind of stuff ever.
Oh, a little rated R on this week's episode.
Okay, speaking of rated R, I was laughing earlier. I was like, I'm going to tell you guys, and then I didn't tell you. And I wonder if they can hear you. Guys, Max has a beer in his hand right now.
I don't know why you say it like that. A beer his hand.
He has a beer! Oh my god! That's how I think of it. I'm like, oh my god, a beer.
It's actually a nice beer. It's a Stella Artois. And I am of age, so I'm allowed
to
drink these whenever I want.
Babe, I think of you as 24, like forever. Like, the fact that you're 25, like, I don't think of you as 25. That's so weird.
Yeah.
Do you think of me as 23 yet, or no?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, okay. I think I, like, still tell people you're 24. Like, I'm not used to it yet.
Mm-hmm.
I have to get warmed up to you being 25. Okay. I'm not. Anyway, he's 25. But, yeah, he's been big Stella drinker all day, every day.
Yeah.
After the morning workout.
Yeah. Had one the other day around 11:30. That was probably my lowest moment of the quarantine. It's cracking one open.
Why did I do that?
Oh, we were cleaning out the our... We were doing a little spring cleaning early, and I felt like I needed a little something to take the edge off, so.
Wait, what is it called? Cracking open a cold one with the boys. So if you're cracking open a cold one by yourself.
Yeah.
Because no one else is drinking beer.
No one will drink with me during this quarantine.
Guys, we literally, I brought 8 bottles of wine
we
from
drank,
Boston.
Well, you guys drank one of them.
And so I've been drinking my wine pretty much exclusively in the evenings, not during the day yet.
5 o'clock yet. Somewhere.
But we thought this would be fun if Max had a beer because maybe it would make him a little more chatty because I don't shut up.
And I just got in from doing a little bit of yard work, so.
Oh, yeah.
So I needed something cool and refreshing to
I feel like everyone's
quench my thirst.
Everyone's going to be laughing at you right now. You're being funny. You're in a funny mood.
Well, we haven't finished yard work, so we need to finish that after this.
Oh, there's episode. One more gutter.
I have one more gutter to clean because it was right by the window Chase was doing her workout in, and we didn't want the people on her live stream to see me in the window
I'm
cleaning
like, Max,
it.
You cannot clean that gutter. The freaking ladder and your feet moving around is going to be in the back of her live. Oh, quarantine. Mm-hmm. I feel like you just learn how to, you relearn how to share, like a house or if you're in an apartment or wherever you are, you relearn how to share this space with people, if you're with people, of course, because I feel like this just reminds me of when you're like kids growing up in a house together, like we're all siblings and we have to like relearn how to like share food and space and like Instagram Live and filming videos and podcasts. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When can you clean out the gutters? When can you? And I've never cleaned out the gutters before. I never really knew what that entailed. So this
yeah, you've been helping me. You've been a big help.
Yeah, this is something.
You've been holding the ladder for me.
Something new for me today, and it was fun to like be outside.
Yeah, it's actually a nice day out
today.
It's a
beautiful day. Hi guys, it's me interrupting here really quick. I just wanted to talk to you guys about Thrive Cosmetics. When it comes to beauty products, there are so many choices, so why not demand more from your favorite brand? And now I'm more motivated than ever to stick with high quality, amazing products that are both vegan and cruelty free. That's why I love Thrive Cosmetics. Their products are made with high performance, skin loving ingredients, and their clinically proven formulas highlight your best features with long lasting wear. All of their products are also formulated without parabens and sulfates, and they also have amazing skincare, and my favorite is their Bright Balance 3-in-1 Cleanser. It's a multitasking, pH-balanced, gentle formula that removes long-wearing makeup and waterproof makeup and leaves your skin feeling soft, glowy, never stripped or dry feeling. And by the way, the makeup-removing part of the 3-in-1 Cleanser is definitely my favorite part. I just love cleansers that take off my makeup. And for every product purchase, Thrive Cosmetics helps women in need by donating funds or products. Their causes include women emerging from homelessness, surviving domestic abuse, and women fighting cancer. So start thriving and help women in need today by going to thrivecosmetics.com/happy and use code happy for 15% off your order. That's Thrive, C-A-U-S-E, medics.com/happy and use code happy for 15% off. Again, it's Thrive and then the cosmetics is C-A-U-S-E-M-E-T-I-C-S .com/happy and use code happy for 15% off. I just thought that you guys would really love to hear about them. And without further ado, let's get back into the episode. You got to get your outside time in where you can.
Yeah, that's the other thing we've been doing.
Few
been
and
going
far
on
between.
Our walks pretty much every day.
Yeah, guys, go on a walk. It makes me feel so much better. I feel like, I don't know, everybody knows I'm so like go, go, go. So I feel like being cooped up in a house, I start to go like stir crazy. And whenever I'm like feeling really crazy or sad or whatever, whenever I go on a walk, I feel so much better. So if you haven't been utilizing taking a walk around your neighborhood, you really should. It's totally safe. You're not going to run in. I mean, if you see people across the street, like wave, but like don't get close to them, you know. What a weird time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it feels so weird. Or what I was thinking about is, like, obviously all the precautions everyone's taking and their masks and their gloves and staying away from people. And, like, one day when you're allowed to, like, interact with people again or even strangers or, like, you know, it's going to be so weird. It's going to be, like, a change again. I don't know how to describe it. Like, it's so weird that everyday life has, like, changed so much. But, yeah, go on the walks, go on a jog. I think all of that is, like, totally safe as long as you're not, like, running with your neighborhood together. You're like doing it alone. If you run by people and have your distance, I'm sure that's like fine. And I think the benefits that you'll get from being outside outweigh any risk that you will contract the virus, right? Like, you're not,
I guess. Yeah.
Like, what I'm saying is running through the woods, you're not going to get coronavirus. You're not going to be drinking other people's drinks. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they get it.
Like, I think it's pretty low risk. Unless you're, like, again, running with a group of people or something. I don't know. Anyway. Okay, other things we like to do in quarantine. TikTok.
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone's loving TikTok during quarantine. It's so fun.
Yeah.
Maybe because you've been big TikToker forever now, and it's, like, new to me, it's more exciting.
Well, I don't like getting bossed around on the TikTok.
What do you mean?
I was getting bossed around the other night.
Me and Chase.
My choreography wasn't up to par.
No, you were doing it so weird. I wish we could tell them which one we were trying to learn, because Max just was struggling, and me and Chase had it down quick.
Well, yeah.
I want to post that one. That was a good one. We need to do it again. Max doesn't like doing the TikToks with us. But making TikToks is really fun, but also watching them, maybe, I think it's just really new to me. I know everyone's been on this for, what, like a year now? I don't know. And it was never that interesting to me, but I feel like now that I have more time to scroll and, like, enjoy, I'm like, some of these are so funny. And I feel like I have so many that I want to do with you that I see, and I'm like, I want me and Max to do that one. And he's like, oh, boy.
Here we go again.
But if you are feeling bored, or, like, you could use some happiness. Like, it honestly makes me laugh.
Yeah, it's very funny.
It's
and you
fun.
Can scroll on there for hours.
It's funny, provides joy. So, if you don't have TikTok, I would recommend. I can't believe I'm recommending TikTok.
Yeah, you were big against
TikTok. I wasn't really against it. I always would say, like, I just don't see, like, not the point of it. I just don't see the, like, hype about it that everybody else does, because I would go on there and I'd see, like, one video and I'd be like, okay, but I still don't really get sucked in for, like, hours.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, like, Max and, like, Chase, how does everybody know every dance to every song? Like, I don't know that yet. I just, like, scroll sometimes. I'm not, like, addicted and know, like, all the dances and stuff yet, but it's still really fun.
Yeah.
Like, I'm always happy when I'm on there. Like, it makes me laugh. We talked about McMillions. We've been doing our at-home workout, so Max will do whatever type of circuity type stuff that he wants to do. Or you guys know, obviously, he plays hockey. And so, by the way, how is being home from hockey? People wanted to know about that. I know you talked about it a little bit on YouTube, but...
Yeah.
Weird?
It's got its pros and its cons.
Mm-hmm.
We did obviously miss going to hockey and going to the rink every day and playing.
Ice you can, yeah, you know, go to right now.
But it's, like I said, it's nice being home for a little break and being with family. But
and you have workouts that they gave you that you can do here, like
yeah,
at home workouts.
Yep.
And
yeah, so I'm not skating or doing anything
because you can't,
not playing hockey or anything, but
yeah,
just working out. And
I guess it's towards the end of the season anyway. It's just kind of like your off season a little bit sooner than planned.
Yeah.
So we'll keep you guys updated. I'm sure you'll see on the vlogs what's next with hockey. You know, it's funny because I always will say our plans, but they are ever changing. So I need to just not say them. But yeah, we'll see if you go back in the summer, start up in September, however it is. And I have been liking that Max's sister Chase does her workouts here, because then I can join in, and they're so hard. I did one today. It was way harder. Chase bar is, or what was I calling it? Yeah.
Chiseled with Chase.
Yeah. Chase's bar on her own back here is, I feel like it, or maybe just because I haven't done it in a while, but her bar classes that I went into in New York, I felt like weren't even as hard as what I did today. Mm. Oh my gosh. It was so freaking hard, you guys. You need to do her workouts with her, because she's doing it on the Zoom now with all her clients. And oh my gosh, it was so hard. But yeah, I feel like that's very beneficial for me that your sister that we're here with does the workouts, because it motivates me. And when I can do the workouts with her, it's so great. I've been liking, like I said, the walking, the running. Max found me a Lululemon yoga 20-minute flow that I did one day. That was great. And then I found, if you guys know her name is Melissa Wood Health. Chase knows, like, all these, like, fitness instructors and stuff. So I'm like, do you know her? And she, like, I feel like they all know each other. They're all, like, connected. Kind of how, like, everyone in the hockey world knows each other. But anyway, so I found her little circuit. It was really hard. Yeah, so we've just been loving the at-home workouts. If you guys saw my Instagram story, I posted, everyone told me all these at-home workouts that they like doing, and I posted it so everyone could have, like, more ideas, stuff like that. Okay, you guys aren't into the card games and board games like I am.
No.
Think your family's just never been into it?
I think we're over it. No, we were.
When you were
young. We used to.
You're over it.
Yeah, we're kind of over it, yeah.
Because I think I've never been over it. I think I love it.
Yeah. We kind of save it for when we lose power or, yeah. Lose power pretty much.
Because I guess you can still, like, watch TV and whatever.
Yeah.
Max has been playing some card games with me, though, when I make him.
Yeah.
We have categories.
And everyone's busy doing their own thing.
Yeah, everyone is doing their own thing. But I love, if you guys like card games and board games, obviously now is the time to do it. I love it. And I think what really makes it is the people that you're with, and it's just like a fun time. Oh, the Stella's empty.
I'm going to go grab another.
No! Everyone's going to be so afraid listening to this. They're going to be like, we've never seen this side of Mac. Mm-hmm. But this is like a big vacay, so do your thing.
Yeah, yeah. Spring break.
What's the other thing we've been liking doing? I'll give you a hint.
Baking.
Yeah, do you know? I was going to say banana bread, no, cookies.
Because we pretty much talked about everything else.
We've been into the baking.
Yeah, it's fun. I like baking.
It's not fun for my stomach, but I mean, I don't know how to say it.
Yeah, for your...
For my, not my complexion, that's my face and like how I, for my...
Your figure?
For my, it's not good for my figure.
I disagree. Your figure is looking top notch.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome.
But I would
anything,
say...
Anything you want to say back to me?
Your figure always looks top notch. Thank you. It's honestly, continue. No, it's honestly unfair because girls try so hard and guys can eat literally whatever they want. And your 8-pack will never go away. You have like a 12-pack. You have a 20-pack on your stomach. It never
got
disappears.
Got an 18-pack today, actually.
You really...
Of Stella. Oh.
No, but you always have abs and you will eat... You could eat 2 Chipotle bowls and boys don't get bloated. Who's with me, girl? Boys do not get bloated. You have 20 beers. You're not bloated. You always have your abs. You're full. You still have abs. Like, it's not fair. You don't gain weight. I guess every boy is different. Like, everyone's different. But, like, you got blessed with a good metabolism. Mm-hmm. And I guess from working out so much that makes it fast. But anyway, Max's figure is always looking top-notch. And I feel like us girls have to work a little bit harder. But, yeah, so the baking has been really fun. I think I just need to work on my portion size. I think that's the issue with me. Like, I'm like, oh, my God, a cinnamon bun tastes so good. Or, like, cookies or banana bread. And I eat, like, the whole thing when I could have, like, one or two pieces of banana bread instead of like half the loaf, you know? Mm-hmm. Moderation. But really, you guys, oh, and they know the gluten-free vegan banana bread. You guys know that has been the most hyped thing of freaking 2019 and 2020. You guys love it and we love it too. The recipe came from Emma. You guys know. I wonder if me and Emma talked about it in our podcast episode. But if you guys want the recipe to it, if you haven't tried it, it's always in a highlight on my story. I made it its own highlight. It's called the Nana Bread because everyone would ask about it, and I honestly probably get 10 to 30 like mentions in stories every day, just pictures of the banana bread because you guys love it. So do that. We do chocolate chip cookies, obviously. We do the cinnamon buns. You always need the cinnamon buns. But obviously you could cook too, like healthy things. You could get in, or you can bake with, like, substitutions. Have you ever had, like, black bean brownies? Mm-mm. Or, like, people do avocado brownies, like, crazy stuff like that?
No, that's you wouldn't no even, fun.
I know. You like the real stuff. But honestly, like, if I gave you a black bean brownie, you would not be able to taste the difference. Like, some stuff is so good. You're such a boy.
Yeah. Well, if I'm going to bake brownies and cookies, I'm going to make them good and not the healthy version.
You're going to do it. That's how I used to feel about Halo Top. I'm like, if I'm going to have ice cream, I'm going to have ice cream.
I'm
going to
have ice cream.
I'm not going to have Halo Top. But recently I re-had Halo Top and I'm like, this stuff is delicious.
Okay.
And this whole pint is like 300 calories. Like, that's crazy. How do they do that? I don't know. But yeah, you guys should bake. And if it's going to throw off your whole healthy lifestyle, maybe bake just like a little healthier things. The banana bread could be good. You know what? I pretend like the banana bread's healthy, but it's pretty much all sugar.
Yeah, it's not healthy.
I'm like, it's basically a salad because it's vegan and gluten-free. No, there's like a cup, no, half cup maple syrup, a bunch of coconut oil, but all like good things. Mm-hmm. Better than like, I don't know, other things that you could use. Like, it's like healthier substitutions. Anyways, next on the list, enough about baking. We've liked cuddles. Uh-huh. Me more than you.
Yeah.
You know,
I just like getting after it during the day.
Yeah, Max like doing... has to spring out of bed, shower, gets his coffee. He's like, boom, boom, boom in the morning. And I'm like, no, cuddle with me.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, hang out with me.
We got things to do.
But you still like having cuddles
with me. Of course. Every night.
Just after you get after it. Or if we watch McMillions during the day. I'm just a cuddly gal.
Yeah.
This could be a good time to have cuddles with your family, with your dog. That would be ideal.
That would be ideal.
We don't have a dog right now or in this household. I really wish we did. Mm-hmm. I would cuddle with him all day long. And yeah, that, I feel like cuddles, honestly, like to be honest, probably boost your like happiness or like, what is that called? Or dogs, literally having dogs your around you or pets.
Endorphins.
Yeah, like they like physically do make you happy. So this could be a good time to do some extra cuddles, people.
Okay.
If you hear me. Oh yeah, cooking dinner. We've been liking cooking dinner.
Uh-huh.
Max's mom is literally the best cook. Oh my gosh, her food is so good. But I'm like, she is always making dinner. So sometimes I like when me and Max make dinner so we can help out. We like cleaning up.
Well, we don't like, I don't like cleaning up, but I do it every night.
I don't know if
night.
I really like it either, because we clean together, and then you usually do it all before I get a chance to help.
Yeah, it's usually me cleaning.
I'm the assistant cleaner.
Yeah.
I'm the backup, the vice president cleaner. I don't know how to say it. I'm
the
assistant cleaner. You're like the number one man, and I'm the number two. You know,
like maybe even three or four.
I help as best
I can.
No,
you do.
Oh, another thing that's been good. I don't know if you've been utilizing this with your friends, but FaceTime.
Oh, speaking of that, I have a Zoom conference call tomorrow.
Oh, you do with your friends?
With me and my buddies. Yeah.
Guys, utilize the FaceTime.
We're going to have a happy hour, they said.
How on brand.
That's what they called it. So we're going to be boozing it up.
Bringing all the Stellas.
Yeah. That's why I loaded up today. I mean, drink them all.
Okay, they're going to be scared that you, like, drink a lot now.
No. I have, like, one Stella a day.
He's good.
He's
good. But, yeah, honestly, you guys, obviously, if you're taking this whole social distancing seriously, which, like I said earlier, you really should, it can be really sad to not be around your friends. And, oh, I wanted to say this earlier, because everyone was like, please say something about college seniors and high school seniors. And what I want to say about that, let's just say that really quick, I digress, is that I like can't even imagine what it would be like if I was a college senior or a senior in college right now, like at BU. I would truly be devastated. And at first, being with all my friends that were like seniors at BU, I'm like, oh, like come on, like what's the big deal? But like I see the big deal, and it honestly stinks so bad. And I say I can't even imagine, and I guess I can, like if I, you know, if this happened 1 year previous when I was at BU class 2019, I mean, you would have been sad too. Like, we would have been so sad losing. Yeah. It would have been the end of your hockey season. It would, mm-hmm. you know, it would have been the end of my 4 years at BU. And it's like coming in as a freshman, all you look forward to is getting your diploma on stage, graduation, the whole thing. And to not have graduation, I literally just found out today, my friend posted on her story that BU postponed their graduation. Like, they canceled the one in May, and they're going to try to reschedule a new one for like August or September. But I was thinking about it, like, think about how many people are already going to be at their jobs all around the U.S. like wherever, and how many people like won't be able to go, because I know BU is doing the best they can, like they still want to honor them, and it's like obviously it's not safe for them to have it planned in May anymore, like that's what they decided. But I know it stinks so bad. So if you're like a senior in college right now and this is like your situation, I am truly so sorry, because I know what a fun time like senior spring is. And I just commend you guys, because I feel like this is even more sad for you because of the time of your life that it's kind of taking away. But also for like high school seniors too, just like when you're in situations where that part of your like chapter of your life is coming to a close and you're like right at the end, and to not have it with like all your friends, like your last everything, like in college or high school, like your last, I don't know, whatever, like high school dance or your last classes with your professors or teachers, or, you know, like to have that taken away would just be so sad. Like, can you imagine if that happened at Brown?
Yeah,
like
be
your
horrible.
Senior spring. Yeah. So I understand why everyone is just like so sad about it in the online classes. Like, I was talking about it to Max earlier, and I'm like, if this happened in 2019 in March, after I just had like the two worst things happen to me, well, one obviously like the worst thing ever, you guys know, lost my dad, but also I just had like knee surgery, and so senior spring for me was extremely difficult and like very rough. And if I had my social life, my support group of my friends, like, taken away. I was like, Max, I would have disintegrated. I don't even know what I would have dissolved into my bed. Like, I would have just been so upset. And I wouldn't have had the motivation to do the online classes. And I'm sure it's just so hard. So, anyway, that's just what I want to say about that. I really commend you guys if you're in that situation. And just know how strong you are that you can, like, handle that right now. And that even if you can't have your graduation in May like you were supposed to, I'm sure so many schools will have them postponed or whatever, and you will get the celebration and recognition and everything that you deserve. Just know that it'll come a little bit later, and, like, I don't know, have the patience to wait for your graduation, and your time will come. And, like we said, utilize the FaceTime with your friends and still chat with them. Like, I had a FaceTime with Kat the other day, and it put me in the best mood because we were on FaceTime for, like, over an hour, and it's, like, kind of sad that's what it's come to, like, socialize and hang out with your friends. But it's, like, now you have the time more than ever to FaceTime and to Zoom group chat or whatever it is, so... Yeah, and you can text them even more if you can't do that, if you're, like, busy, or call them, or Snapchat,
or whatever. Play video games with them, like I've been doing.
Play video games if you like that, if you're into it. But what were we... I forget what I was saying before talking about the high school and college seniors. Oh, I think I was just talking about you can drink on Zoom with your friends and FaceTime and stuff like that. Especially if you are a senior. Yeah. So, yeah. Oh, we talked about taking walks. And then the last thing I put on the list, on the list, which I haven't really utilized yet, is reading.
I brought you home 2 books yesterday.
I know. I really am. I know I always say that, but obviously I don't have any excuse anymore. Like, I really am going to read. And I feel like reading puts you, like, in such a good mood and you feel productive. And I saw something that this time can be, you can feel like I feel like a blob when I'm not, like, mentally stimulated. I feel like reading really helps like that. Online courses, if you're in college, like, they're going to help you feel better and, like, in a routine every day. So, yeah, books, I think, are such a good thing right now in reading, and it's, like, a really positive, productive, fun thing that you can be doing. And I feel like even more in today's world of overwhelming technology, books are that much more important. So I need to take my own advice and freaking do it.
Yeah.
And read.
Start a book.
Are you going to read?
No.
Did you ever finish the Tiger Woods one?
No, I didn't have... Didn't have that one. I had the Nike one.
Oh, yeah. How far into that did you get?
27 pages.
Babe!
I know.
Let's have a reading day.
I'm not the best reader. I'm more of a read on the beach kind of guy. We haven't been to the beach anytime soon.
I feel like I don't like that.
I like that.
Because
there's literally nothing else you can do on the beach. Because you can't look at your phone because it's like the glare. And then, yeah.
Wait, I, like, feel the opposite because when I'm on the beach, I just want to be laying there, like, feeling the breeze, taking in the sun, like, half falling asleep. Like, I don't want to be doing anything. Like, I just want to lay there. Yeah. Or, like, listen to music. And I feel like whenever I try to read, it, like, the sun's bright and, like, where do I hold my book? I'm going to have, like, a book tan line on my stomach.
No, never.
So, I feel like I don't like reading on the beach. I like reading inside, like, before you go to bed. That would be good for our eyes instead of being, you know.
Yeah.
Like, our eyes glued to our phone screens and laptops and stuff. Mm-hmm. You know how everyone says that?
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's what some things you guys could be doing. I'm sure you're all probably like, duh, we've been doing that already. But there's so many good resources on YouTube. Everyone's making videos like, what to do? Like, 50 things to do when you're stuck at home. And it's, like, really good tips. I saw, like, make a Spotify playlist. Like, that's fun. You never really have time to do that otherwise. So, yeah. Stuff like that. And I guess we could just talk about some things that you guys recommended for us to talk about.
Sure. That,
like,
sounds good.
Max, since I've been doing all the talking, could you talk about your experience at Brown, your experience at B? I don't know if you really talked about it before. You could talk about similarities, differences. I know you like Brown more. I know that was going to come up.
Yeah, well, not just because Brown was better than BU or anything like that. It was just because I was there longer and had my friends, like,
core,
like my
group.
First, like, college friends that I'm still very close with today, obviously. So That's probably just the main reason why I liked my time better at Brown.
You were there literally like four times longer than you.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it was 4 years at Brown and 1 year at BU. Yeah. So.
But I loved both very much. The schooling was surprisingly a little different. Actually, BU was a little bit harder than Brown.
I'm sure you all are like, what?
Probably because I didn't challenge myself enough at Brown,
I
wish if I could go back and probably do it again, I probably wouldn't change what I did.
I'm like glaring at him. He's like smirking. I'm like, you wouldn't have changed a freaking thing.
I'd like to think that I would, but
he took classes on like pirates and food.
Yeah, and the beauty of Brown is that they have the pass fail option, which I've actually seen a lot of schools starting to go to.
Really?
For this second semester, for because of this whole coronavirus thing. So, but we had that all 4 years, so that was really nice and made things a lot easier for me.
Yeah, Max is filling the tea, you guys. This is the tea.
Yeah, and
I would never know that BU was harder than Brown.
And BU, my schedule was just so much worse. It was
the night classes.
It was 3 nights a week, which isn't bad, but they were 3.5 hours long each night. So of one class, so
you had
it was
all
horrible.
Day, every day. Though.
I know, but I'm just talking the schooling that was. Oh, hated it.
You would get so stressed around tests and exams and stuff.
Yeah, it was really annoying. I didn't like it. But other than that, the social life was
so
very
fun
at both.
Yeah.
And pretty similar, because Brown is in Providence, Rhode Island, which is a city. It's smaller than Boston, but
I feel like it's nothing. Brown is like nothing like BU in that sense. Like, BU's so much bigger.
Yeah, but I'm just saying in terms of Brown was actually better because it had house parties and had a good bar scene.
And I feel like we
and
do the
BU
bars.
Was just bars. But also Brown, we had our own house.
You like
our
the house
hockey
parties.
House. Yes. Hmm. Which was way better to live in than
like
going back to a dorm and having RAs constantly knocking on your door and getting in trouble and having meetings with whoever down in the basement of Stuvie. Like, oh, it was awful.
Max is a dad.
I was like going back to like freshman year living in a dorm, coming from living off campus in a house.
At
so.
24 years old.
So that was that. And
Oh, and normally you guys, like grad, because you guys know Max was like in grad school at BU because he finished his undergrad already at Brown. But like normally grad students would never live on campus. But I think with you just did because he was on the hockey team. So it was just like a special scenario situation. So he literally was living like on campus.
So every time I had a meeting with the lady in Stuvie, she'd be like, okay, so where do you live? I'm like, in Stuvie. And she's like, what? You're a grad student. No, you don't. I'm like, yeah, I do.
Like go check my room.
Like, I'm on the hockey team. Like,
no, you
they
do.
Put me in here.
Not allowed.
Yeah. She was always so confused.
That's funny.
Yeah.
So you think, interesting. Because I in my mind, they're so different. Because I feel like, I guess Providence, Rhode Island is a city. Like, there. But, like, it's not really like Boston at all. Like, it's way smaller. And and the school size is way smaller. Like, you, like, run into people you know more, I feel like.
Yeah. And there's more of a campus at Brown.
Yeah, Max is just like Team Brown dissing BU over here. But BU, I just like loved my 4 years at BU. I wouldn't trade them for the world.
Yeah, that's why I got the best of both. I got
you both. Did. What else about your experience at BU? I don't know. Maybe you like met someone really important in your life.
Yeah, a lot of friends through hockey and teammates and whatnot.
Name?
What?
What about meeting?
And my lovely girlfriend.
Is that a highlight of your BU experience?
Yeah.
Okay.
That'll be a story I tell when I'm older.
I know.
My 1 year at BU.
Met this girl.
Met my wife.
Met this girl who I couldn't get rid of.
Yeah. Something along those lines.
I always think about that too, because I feel like all of college I was like, where's my boyfriend? Looking for my boyfriend. And I always say, everybody knows, right as I met Max, I was finally like fine on my own and okay with being single. But I feel like everybody, like grown up, like parents and stuff, always are like, oh, I met my husband in college. Like, I feel like so many people meet their spouses or like partners in life, whatever, in college. And I'm like, I want that. Like, it's too late. Like, I'm not going to meet my person in college. And then you came around and transferred to BU.
Mm-hmm.
So like, that's just so crazy to me, because I feel like I always wanted to like find the person that I was going to be with in college. And then that ended up happening. But even though I didn't think it was gonna. You definitely didn't think it was gonna.
Nope.
You guys know I'm Max's first girlfriend.
All right.
And he wasn't looking for anything.
Nope.
Well, you were looking for me, but like not like a girlfriend in specific. But you had your eyes on me, so. Lucky me.
Okay, next topic.
I know, we've talked about that. We talked about our story.
Way too much.
We beat that to death.
Yeah, we have.
You guys. Obviously, I've seen, because that's what I was saying, Max, before this podcast. I'm like, we talked about so much already. You guys literally have seen so much of our relationship on my YouTube. You've seen, like, how we met, our first date story, like, our whole relationship part of things is just out there. You guys already know. So I wanted this to be different. But do you have any funny college stories, embarrassing stories, best memories, things like
that?
Oh,
yeah. Plenty.
Oh.
We were actually asked. Just talking about this with me and my buddies in our little group chat that we have, because it came up on the Snapchat memories today.
Like the time hop.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That is the best feature, by the way, the memories.
I don't have that, because I don't save...
Oh.
When I save stuff on Snapchat, it just goes to my camera roll. It doesn't save in my memories.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, I don't see anything that happened like a year ago today.
I get it. Every day, usually something pops up.
Yeah.
And today was when we were on spring break, our senior year, so 2 years ago. Wow.
Yeah.
That's a while ago.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even know you yet.
Yeah, I know. And we were talking about how one of my buddies, we were down in the Bahamas, Baker's Bay, a little resort island.
Is that
off
near
it.
Like Nassau, where I was, or no?
I'm not sure.
Oh, okay. Anyway.
You guys can look it up.
Baker's Bay.
And we were at this little, like, tiki bar thing on the end of, like, a dock. And one of our buddies, I won't name names, but...
Wait, I feel like I've heard this.
But came flying down in one of the golf carts, because the island's small, so very rare no one has cars. So everyone just takes golf carts around and charges them up.
Mm-hmm.
And he came flying down in the golf cart on the dock, tried like pulling up next to the bar, but messed up somehow, put it in reverse, almost went flying off the dock, but like banged into chairs, tables, finally got it out of there. And everyone at the bar was like, what is going on? Like, who is this guy?
Yeah.
And we're all just like, we don't know him. Like, we just pretended not to know him. And yeah, so we were reminiscing on that story
today. That's funny. Wait, I'm going to try to think in my head who it is. I think I know. I think I have a good idea. I might be wrong.
Probably.
I don't know. That's
funny.
We'll
talk off the record. Yeah.
Wait, I feel like I heard that before. Yeah. And tell them the Tom one.
Yeah. So, same spring break. We were...
an eventful spring break.
Yeah. We were hanging out by one of the pools. And just so happened, Tom Brady and Giselle and their kids were at the same pool.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just hanging, like, in, like, the kiddie section. Just, like the kiddie pool area. Mm-hmm. Like, so you could just, like, lay, like, on the floor, but also be in the water. You know
yeah,
what I'm talking about?
Sure.
And we had like, a volleyball that we were just, like, holding on to. And, the same kid that drove the cart down the dock, he had it. And Tom Brady came, like, walked over to us and was like, hey, you guys still using that ball? And we were like, no, like, you can use it. And he was like, all right, like, throw it to me. And our friend threw it to him, and it was a perfect pass, like, hit him right in the chest, like, caught it. It was perfect. And he was like, oh, my God, that's, like, the highlight of my life right there, like, throwing a throwing a pass to Brady.
Yeah.
And yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah. That was the craziest when you fun. Told me that. I was like, are you serious?
Yeah.
Isn't that a cool story, you guys?
Yeah.
Do any of you know Tom Brady?
Yeah, ever heard of him?
I feel like everyone's like, oh my god, yeah, like we're family friends with him. Like, yeah. We have like dinner with him sometimes. Yeah. Like, I feel like in mass, everyone's like, oh yeah, actually, like he's a really good family friend. But, that's a good story. Do you have any other good, like, memories?
Yeah, probably some I can't share on here, but some other ones.
Like, you love, like, the campus dance.
Yeah, and, campus dance is always fun. Really bummed that I think that got canceled this year.
Memorial Day weekend last year was so
and, like,
fun.
The whole alumni weekend thing that we all meet up with our buddies in Newport.
That was literally so fun last year.
Yeah.
Was that the best Newport?
Mm-hmm.
With me?
Yeah. yeah. Speaking of Newport, another memory that we always did was one of our friends, Birdie, his girlfriend, Angela, I think you've talked about her on the pod before, so.
Yeah.
She went to Salve Regina, which is in Newport, so we would always go down there for St. Patty's Day in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
And they go crazy down there for St. Patty's Day. They have a big St. Patty's Day parade, like the whole day drink thing. And this podcast is very heavily around drinking. Sorry. I don't know why.
Would you guys take a bus?
I remember this. 1 year we just took like the town bus, like public transportation down there.
Mm-hmm.
We still had fun. But then the next year we amped it up a bit and we rented out one of those party buses. So it was like all our close friends went down there and had a good old time and
was that the broken window time or is that a different time?
That might have been that.
Yeah. We don't have to talk about that one.
No, we won't bring that one up.
Oh, those are good stories. Yeah. I like those. So I'm happy you talked about your spring break because people were talking about, like, spring break recap. And so that made me think of, obviously, Max's spring break. That was fun in Baker's Bay. And
that was actually the only spring break I ever went on. Other than that, I never went on spring break.
Oh, because of hockey or
what? That was part of it, but,
Wait. Also,
what?
How could you guys go on spring break with hockey? Like, at BU, they don't have spring break. They can go
on. Because BU would always go further into playoffs than Brownwood, so we would always lose the weekend before spring break, and then we'd be able to go on spring break.
Oh!
Which, in hindsight, it's not so bad, but...
Wait, that's funny! Because I'm like, wait a minute, you guys are like still kind of in season, like, why were you able to do... Wait, but what was your first 3 years? Were you still playing, or...?
No, we weren't still playing, but I just never felt comfortable asking my parents for...
Like, money.
Thousands of dollars to go on these resorts just to drink my face off.
That's so true.
So I was like, I'm not gonna
And, like, 2 days in, you're like, I want to go home. Like, I don't even want to be here. Wait, so did all of you guys just stay, like, in Providence, like, at the house?
Some of our buddies went on spring break.
It just, like, depended?
Yeah.
So that was your first spring break, your senior. Your only spring break.
Yeah, my only spring break.
Aw. And so that just made me think, because, you know, there were some mixed opinions about me going on spring break this year. And I get it, because it was, like, the beginning of this, you know, coronavirus amping up. But, like I've addressed a million times, we had no idea what was going to happen once we left, like, the beginning of the week. But, aside from all of that and coming back and... You know, the whole city of Boston being different, everything having been changed because of Corona, what was going on. Like, when I left for vacation, everything was good. And when I got back, everything was different. Like, that's just literally how it happened. Mm-hmm. And once we were there, it was too late and we were already there. So, yeah. Anyway, that's enough about that. But some of you were like, oh my gosh, you're not even in college anymore. Like, LOL, don't you have to be in college? Don't you have to actually be a student to, like, for it to be a spring break, like, you're just an adult going on spring break, like, whatever. And I understand, I get that, because I did graduate college, but, like I said, I really didn't have a spring break my senior year. Like, Max had the funnest time, and I sat on my couch in my full leg brace after having knee surgery, so I really didn't have a spring break my senior year, so I just thought, that I deserved it and that it would be really fun to go with my friends. And you guys know I joined a sorority a year late, so all my friends were, or so many of my friends were seniors and going on their spring break, and they really wanted me to come, so that's why I went. And we had the funnest time. I had so much fun. I was so excited for it. And we went on water slides. We were looking at sharks. We would tan. We would go out to dinner. Like, it was just purely so much fun. And I was almost worried, like Max was saying, like these crazy spring breaks where you like drink the whole time. I was almost worried that my friends would be like wanting to drink the whole time, and we literally didn't at all. We just had so much fun. Like half the time it would just be us hanging out like in the hotel room, like ordering room service. Like we purely had so much fun. Like we went out one night because it was my birthday eve, and that was so much fun. Mm-hmm. And you guys know I turned 23 there, so it was, yeah, it was like such a fun spring break, and probably one of the best, even though I had already graduated when I went on it. And yeah, okay, the other thing I wrote down was what it's like living with an athlete. And I'm like, I don't really know what they mean, but I guess what you want to know is what it's like living with Max as like a hockey player and whatever. And I would say there's pros and cons. Well,
cons?
Mostly pros. Well, and you guys know, obviously, whenever I talk about him in hockey, I'm just like, I am so happy for him. And I always say, like, I feel like it's a thing that when you're, like, a little kid growing up, you're like, oh, I want to, like, play my basketball or rowing or swimming or whatever forever, hockey. And I want to, like, play professionally, and I'm going to play for this team and whatever. But, like, how many people actually make it and, like, work hard enough to get to that point. And so, yeah, I'm just so proud for, like, proud of him and always, like, so happy for
Thank
him
you.
That he is where he is. And half of it is, like, I'm just so happy that you get to do something that makes you so happy. Like, you guys know if you're in a relationship, all you want is the other person to be happy. That's how I tell people that you know what love is, or if you're in love. I always say, like, it's like the other person being happy is almost like what makes you more happy than like something for yourself. I don't know. Mm. Like if something happens that makes you really happy, or you know, like getting called up or something like that, I'm like, I'm like over the moon. Like I'm more happy than you are because I just like love you and I'm so happy for you. Anyway, so yeah, it's all good. I'm trying to think. And no, honestly, there's so many pros because it's like, I mean, I guess the only con you could think of is the uncertainty of everything, of like teams and where you're living, and I guess like the weekends, because that's like your main thing time when you're like playing games on the weekends, when normally on the weekends people
and
could
being
like
on the road,
yeah, like traveling out. And then yeah, when they have games on the road, and if he's like gone for a week or two at a time, like that's gonna stink once we live together, stuff like that. The only thing I was thinking, like day to day, and like it's like a pro day to day when you are in your hometown where you're playing, because you're only at the rink for a couple hours instead of like someone that works 9 to 5. Mm-hmm. So it's like we have way more time to be together during the day. Yeah, I don't really know what other cons there would be. I guess the biggest thing would just be like not knowing where you're gonna end up, or oh my god, say if they get traded and you're like packing up your whole life and moving in like a day and you're like, what's going on, where are we living, like where are we going? But none of that has happened yet, knock on wood. And yeah, we'll see how it goes. So pretty much a pro. I like, in my mind I was like, oh, there's definitely more cons like living with an athlete. Oh, the only other thing that I can really think of, because that makes me think, there's been like 2 or 3 times that we've been driving in my car with your gear in the back and it smells, okay? But that's like the only thing.
That's fair. It doesn't happen really.
That's happened like twice, and I'm like, oh my gosh, why do my floor mats smell like wet? And I'm like, wait, it's not my car, it's like your bag in the back. But you're like a clean
yeah, but there
man.
Is no clean in that.
And like, I wonder if other guys maybe aren't as good at staying clean.
Yeah,
that could be a con, but that's just like hygiene in general. I guess we can say, so see, this podcast was just like a mishmash, but hopefully it was like fun. For the last thing, Max, who are people that inspire you?
A lot of people. My parents, my sister, you.
I feel like you always say Chase, or Chase was telling me that you once said, like, in an interview or something, like, my sister inspires me, and she was like, ah!
Yeah.
How so? Tell us.
I
knew that was
coming. I don't know. Just everyone is so hardworking. I can say that for all of you guys.
My yeah.
My parents, my sister, you.
Your everyone. Whole family is.
Yeah, they're just very hardworking and, I don't know, they're just compassionate, good people.
Mm-hmm.
A lot to look up to. I had good role models growing up, I guess.
Yeah, you did. Because look how you turned out.
Yeah.
What a stand-up
just a little brat.
Yeah, your mom is so hardworking. She, like, gets after it. Like, she gets up so early. She goes to her gym. She's, like, she's done making banana bread before I even open my eyes in the morning. Yeah. Aw.
Yep.
Do you think that's inspired you to be how hardworking you are?
Yeah, definitely. And to see all that they've sacrificed for me.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully I can get to a point where in hockey or in other jobs where I can give back a little bit to them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not there yet, but...
Mm-hmm. One day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Aw, that's so sweet. Okay, so that was the last thing, but I want to ask you one more thing.
Oh, boy.
I guess it's easy because you love hockey, but do you ever feel like there are times, like someone said, like, staying motivated in sports. Like, how do you stay? Because I'm sure there's times where you're like, I am just worn out. Like, we just had 3 games and I'm tired and whatever.
No, I don't get that way.
What?
No.
Like, you always just feel motivated?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't feel that way.
Like, you just, like, feel lucky to be there and love it and, oh. Well, I'm sure you
and
have
especially
to be, like,
when,
sore and tired sometimes.
Yeah, but that's all a part of it. Like, I like that. I like being sore and tired and...
Yeah, you're weird. Like, you...
yeah.
What I mean is, I feel like you have said that before, that you like being sore. Or you weirdly were like, I like doing the PT for, like, coming back after ACL. Yeah. Is that weird? And I'm like, that is so weird. Like, I did not enjoy that.
Like, I liked it.
My knee freaking hurt all the time.
Like, it hurt and sucked during it, but I don't know.
Like, working for it
yeah.
to get back?
Yeah. And especially when I got called up and playing in the American League, you're that much closer to playing in the NHL. And
mm-hmm.
I don't know, you just don't want to go backwards and go back down to the East Coast League. And
yeah.
So you just do everything you can to stay and get better. So mm-hmm. I don't know.
Oh, that was motivating hearing you say that.
Yeah.
What could you say to people about staying motivated?
I think it's an easy thing to do if you really love it and, and it's your passion. So, yeah, like, why wouldn't you want to be the best at what you do?
Yeah.
So you might as well work towards it and try
That's
and accomplish
good to hear.
That.
That's good to hear for someone like me because I feel like I like the results without trying. Having to put in the work to get there. I feel like I've had rowing coaches in the past that would be like, you are like the definition of like talented, but like lazy and like not really like applying myself.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what I would kind of get into where they would be like, you know, at the end of an erg piece, they would be like yelling over my shoulder. And he's like, your splits didn't drop at all. And we have the whole team yelling for you and you're not going to like get that much faster. And he's like, you're lazy. Like you got to just push a little harder. And I'm like, oh, what do they know? But it's like, they're right.
I think I'm the opposite. I like... doing the work, and if I don't get the results that I wanted, I'm okay with that because I know
that much,
I
like, more eager to work harder.
I put in the work. And
interesting.
Yeah,
that's good to hear. And I feel like just recognizing that, like, I love this. Like, that's why I'm here. So I can't complain because it's what I love to do.
Yeah.
And what are the alternatives, especially like in a pro sport? It's like, okay, I love doing this. I'm not going to complain. I don't want to go work a 9-to-5 job.
Getting paid to play hockey. Life's not that bad.
Yeah, so, like, that's so crazy to think about. And I guess for anyone that isn't, when you're playing, like, in high school or juniors or college or whatever, it's like, you know what you're working towards.
Yep.
And that's, like, the way to get there. Do you think it was different when you played hockey and you weren't making money? Like, in college or, like, in high school or at prep school or whatever? Like, would you get more, like, frustrated or whatever? Or were you always, were, like, you had, like, your path in sight and you're like, this is what I have to do to get there?
Yeah. Yeah, you just keep setting goals along the way, and once you reach them, you make new ones and cross them off, and
I feel like I don't, like, realize, I don't know how to describe it. Like, I don't realize, like, your work ethic and how hardworking you are. Because I can say, like, oh, he's hardworking. But I'm sure if I, like, played hockey and, like.
Because usually when I'm doing all my hard work, you're still sleeping.
I'm not around.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get, yeah, like, the personal side of you.
Yeah.
Like, we don't talk about hockey that much. No. So when we do,
I'm,
like.
I don't really like talking about it. That's why.
Yeah. Know. And especially with me,
I like,
it's, like,
keeping things separate.
Yeah. I feel like that's easier. And it's, like, so much of your life is hockey that when you're with me, you're, like, okay, I don't want to talk about it anymore. I just want to, like. Yeah. Be normal. And I feel like that's how I am with, like, YouTube. Yeah. Sometimes, like, my whole life is YouTube, so when I'm with Max, I, like, don't want to talk about YouTube anymore. We just want to, like, watch McMillions and live. Yeah. Our life. Yeah. You know.
Clean the gutters.
That was some good motivation. Yeah, at the end of this, you guys. And if you need to be motivated, just listen to Max's words. If you. Yeah. Need to be motivated to work out at home during this time, because working out at home, I feel like, can be that much harder.
Yeah.
But I feel like I've been learning that I actually really like it, and I never, like, thought I did or ever tried it, but I think I really like it, because it feels like I'm in, like, if I find an instructor, there's so many YouTubes out there, mm-hmm. YouTube videos for working out at home, and it almost feels like I'm in a workout class, but I'm by myself, so I don't even have to worry about, like, if I can't do something perfectly, or, like, if. Yeah. Susan next to me is, like, watching me do this, like, yoga move wrong, and so I think I really like it. Mm-hmm. But getting motivated to, like, roll out the mat, put on your workout clothes, turn on the YouTube videos, the hard. Yeah. Part. And once you get there, it's easy.
Yep.
But, oh my gosh, thank you for joining.
Yeah.
Us. I still feel
I knew
like
I was going to be chatty.
I feel like I talk the whole time.
Oh no. Never.
That means yes. Well, thank you for joining us.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
I love you.
Love you too. Okay, you're going to go finish that last gutter now.
Love you guys. Thanks for listening. I'll catch you in my next episode.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.